Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning to everybody on our TikTok Live. Yes, Bill and Jessica Show TV. Watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning at Power 101.7 FM. So we do have confessions coming up in a sec. I'm a big Stephen A. guy. Have been for years. Love Stephen A. Smith. I was just telling you off the air, like, he's a worker, man. Yeah. I tell you what, I think that he does first take every morning from the studio. He's got to have a place in Connecticut. So I was thinking about this. So, you know, ESPN, the main studio is located in Connecticut, unless he does it from the studio in New York. I'm not sure. But he gets up and he goes into First Take Live 10 to 12. And then I think he goes home. And he must have like a home studio. I think his studio is at home. So he has an hour to get home or whatever. And then he's on the radio. He's on Sirius from 1 to 3 live every day. And then he also does a weekly show on another channel on Sirius, which is like a political, you know, pop culture show.
Wow.
And
he's busy.
That's not, you know, that doesn't like count all the other stuff that he's doing,
right?
You know, the guest appearances, the traveling to the different games, you know, especially during he's big basketball season. You know, he's everywhere. That's why he makes the big bucks. That's why he's the face. He's like the face. He's like the biggest personality today.
Wow.
But I really you know, I've been following him over the years. But anyway, on a recent episode of one of his shows, he brought in his nephew and his daughter, and I didn't even know he had a daughter. So I thought it was pretty cool. So here's Stephen A. Getting real, first with his nephew, and then we'll skip ahead and we'll check out his daughter. I just thought this was a really cool moment because I've never seen Stephen A. in this element.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I know you see me, your boy Stephen A. Smith. I'm here in studio and all of that. You know, I got Stephen A. Smith Show. I got Straight Shooter with Stephen A., which is non-sports, politics, all of this other stuff. But, you know, I got something else, too, because, I mean, look, when somebody bugs you enough, it gets on your last damn nerve, and then they take over. They take over your life. They do all of these damn things. They steal your glasses. You know, they do everything. They do everything. You might as well say, the hell with it. Give them some time in front of the camera since I'm here in studio any damn way. And that's why, you know, I have my moments with my nephew, who y'all all clamor for. Oh, Lord. Nephew Josh. What's up, man?
What's up? Happy birthday, man. You going
What's up, man?
You going to answer my text?
I saw the damn text.
Hey.
Well, why should I answer it? Did you want me to answer this? Do you want me to say what I really want to say about your request?
I mean, I was trying to get you a gift. You tell him now. You don't ruin it.
He was trying to get me a gift, ladies and gentlemen, asking me for $1,500 so he could use the money to go and get a gift instead of spending his own damn money. That's what he was trying to do. He tried to buy me a birthday gift, but he wanted my money to do it. That's what the hell you did.
Yeah, me and Samantha the same. We had a conversation before back there in the hallway.
What you mean y'all the same?
She do the same thing. She buys you stuff with your money. Why can't I? I was here first.
Well, you were here first, but you're not my daughter. You're my nephew. You're my sister, Arlene's. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I have to deal with her. And by the way, I'm about to cut her ass off, too. Because I can't take more. The daughter thing is just driving me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all get me. And then they get around you, and they show that they, like, want to one-up you. They're like, we're more like Josh than Josh.
You see that? But the reason that they're not, though, is because...
Well, first of all, they're girls.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're girls. You're a man. You're a young man.
But I still put in my work, though.
What work?
What you mean, what work?
What work? What work? When have you worked?
First of all, I got a lawyer, you know, to deal with my...
So that was that was a funny moment. I thought it was.
When have you worked?
I thought that was a pretty cool moment, you know, on Stephen A. On a show where he brought in, you know, his nephew. And then his daughter came in, which I thought was a cool moment because I don't think she's ever been on the show. As long as I've been following and watching Stephen A., I don't think I've ever seen his daughter, nephew, any of his family. And I've always wondered, like, you know, what
his home life
is. Yeah.
Never get on them about that.
Here we go.
Talk to your dad.
Here's the daughter. Here's the
talk to your dad.
Daughter moving in on the show. She comes up beside him. I thought was pretty cool.
ultimately, my dad's money is mine. And I think that that's the difference between Josh and I that a lot of people get mixed up. We're just on two completely different levels because I'm entitled to everything he has. Josh is stealing from me, but I'm just like inheriting what's rightfully mine.
See, what? I was here when the money was being generated. You got here when it was already here. Sandbox stuff. Can you tell her we was poor together? Right. Born rich. Silver spoon kid.
Well, I was born. I was born. Josh didn't matter. He was on a come up. Right. He was on a come up when I went right. because I was uplifting him because I was getting successful. I wasn't at the point that I'm at now, yep. but I was climbing. We weren't poor together. Yep. I was poor without you.
Yup. Tell him.
Oh my gosh.
I got a story that I think I'm going to say, but I remember 2007. It's in the book. He said it himself. When he was fired, I had to move to the basement and he got my room.
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie. You wasn't even born yet. What year was you born?
That's a lie. She was born in 2008.
She wasn't even here yet.
But that's a lie. The recession was 07.
Y'all remember.
Look, he's lying.
Listen, the details is in the book.
I have my house in Jersey.
So anyway, they were going back and forth. But they were just clowning and laughing. So I thought that was a pretty cool moment.
She looks just like it.
Yeah, him bringing in his daughter, you know. And I mean, the whole time she was talking, you know, he was like making a face and it was funny. He was rolling his eyes. So it was a cool moment. First time I'd ever, got into Stephen A's personal life a little bit more. Yeah. So good morning, everybody. 7:13. Time now for a segment that we call Confessions here on the Bill and Jessica Show. Feel free to text in your confession. You want to confess something, get something off your chest.
Spill it.
We won't, say your name or your number or anything like that on the air. We'll just say it anonymous. Something you're just dying to get off. 302-858-5117. Or if you want to call in, maybe you can disguise your voice. You know, however you want to do it.
Disguise your voice.
Yeah, it's all good. If you want to call in with a voice box, you can do that. All right, here we go, guys. We search X, we search Facebook, and we compile this list of confessions here on the Bill and Jessica Show. Bill and Jess, my husband's having an affair but doesn't realize that I know. Oh. Yeah, I read his messages to her, and she's starting to ghost him, ignoring his messages or just keep replying with an emoji. His messages to her are increasingly desperate. His desperation is turning me off more than the affair. Wow.
What?
Confessions. I have a rule in the house. If my wife or kids leave anything lying around for a few days, I throw it away. Of course, it's only me who knows about the rule. Always get asked where something is. I don't know. Is always my answer.
I don't know.
Confessions.
And he throws it away.
Dear autocorrect, are you trying to get me fired? I often sign off with emails. I look forward to your thoughts. In a recent message to a female associate, I almost sent, I look forward to your thighs. Yes, always reread before sending.
How embarrassing would that have been?
Confessions.
I look forward to your thighs.
Girls I date always seem to prefer my older brother. Yeah, it's got to the point I haven't told my current girlfriend that he even exists. Not sure how long I can keep that going. Confessions. Had to have a catheter inserted for an operation. Ooh. And had the best night's sleep in ages with no getting up to pee. I kind of miss it. Miss his catheter. Confessions. I deliberately delayed the release of my album so as not to clash with a recent Taylor Swift release.
Oh my gosh.
I only have 3 listeners on Spotify, but hey, you never know. Just takes one to catch fire. Confessions. Until very recently, I thought belly button fluff was a bodily function and always wondered why it was different colors all the time. I'm 45 and I have 2 nurses in my family. Oh, God. Confessions. Worked in a supermarket. The manager, Kath, was supposed to vibe to me. I called her Beth once by mistake, and she went absolutely crazy, so I kept doing it. She kept threatening disciplinary action, but I kept pretending I forgot her name. I didn't forget, Beth. Confessions. I rescued my neighbor last winter. She possibly could have died from exposure. Cannot stand her. Really regret it now. Confessions here on the Bill and Jessica Show.